What if everything you believed about happiness was fundamentally wrong? After emerging from a 4-year meditation retreat in 2009, Buddhist monk Jelong Thubten was struck by how dramatically the world had accelerated. Smartphones everywhere, people constantly distracted, stress levels soaring. Drawing from his extraordinary journey from Oxford-educated actor to Buddhist monk, Thubten reveals a profound truth. Happiness isn't a fleeting sensation to chase, but a skill we can cultivate through mental training. This isn't just spiritual theory. It's backed by neuroscience showing we're literally hardwired for bliss. The problem isn't that happiness eludes us, it's that we've been looking in all the wrong places, chasing external circumstances when the true source lies within. What would change in your life if you discovered that lasting happiness was already available to you, requiring no outside conditions to be met? We've been conditioned to chase happiness as fleeting pleasure, constantly seeking the next high through sugar, caffeine, entertainment, and social media. Neurologically, dopamine spikes in anticipation rather than fulfillment, keeping us trapped in an endless cycle of wanting. The core error is believing happiness comes from external circumstances. Whether CEO or monk, we're all seeking it in the wrong places. We project happiness onto experiences and possessions that never truly satisfy, while the things we avoid continue to haunt us. Stress stems from 4 types of grasping: not getting what we want, getting what we don't want, protecting what we have, and losing what we love. This pattern of grasping while avoiding discomfort creates our suffering. True happiness is freedom, being fully present without past or future concerns. When genuinely happy, we're liberated from desire and conflicting emotions. By resting in the present moment without judgment, we access an internal wellspring that no external circumstance can match. Buddhist philosophy sees happiness as our natural hardwired state, which explains why it feels inherent while suffering feels like an intrusion. Though we value external freedom, our minds often remain captive to uncontrolled thoughts and feelings, yet these mental states are temporary and can be directed through meditation. We can observe our thoughts and emotions with detachment. When angry, part of our mind remains calm and aware. Ancient texts compare the mind to sky and thoughts to clouds. The sky's vastness persists regardless of weather. Like a crystal covered in mud, our mind's essence remains pure beneath surface disturbances. Science supports this view. Neuroscientist Candace Pert found we're hardwired for bliss through endorphins and opioid receptors, while Yale's Ash Ranpura notes our brains operate in a default positive state. What blocks this natural happiness is seeking it externally rather than recognizing it within. We have 60,000, 80,000 thoughts daily, mostly repetitive and negative. Many abandon meditation believing they failed when they can't achieve total mental silence. This misunderstanding stems from thinking meditation's goal is to eliminate thoughts. The true aim isn't stopping thoughts, but changing our relationship with them. Inner peace comes from ending the war with our thoughts, not achieving emptiness. Using breath as an anchor, we can find space within thoughts rather than trying to escape them. This practice builds resilience, like watching cars, thoughts, pass by without getting into them. As Zen Master Shunryu Suzuki said, "You're like a house. Leave the front door and back door open. Allow your thoughts to come and go. Just don't serve them tea." Meditation develops emotional intelligence, helping us become comfortable with feelings rather than controlled by them. We learn to see thoughts as clouds passing through awareness, discovering our fundamental goodness beneath. True freedom isn't the absence of thoughts, but liberation from their control. Meditation unlocks creativity by reducing mental constraints. When we get out of our own way, innovative ideas flow naturally. While multitasking fragments attention, fully tasking, being present with one thing, enhances both productivity and joy. modern life disconnects us from the present moment. People invest in vacations yet remain glued to phones, always living for what's next. Paradoxically, the future unfolds best when we're mindful in the present. Many mistake meditation for simple relaxation, but it creates focused calm, like the composed character who saves everyone in a crisis. This relaxed focus sharpens our edge rather than dulling it. Meditation addresses our fundamental attachment to thoughts and emotions, even harmful ones. Mindfulness creates space between impulse and action, allowing conscious choice. Instead of seeking external comfort, we can examine the wanting mind itself. Through meditation, we discover that everything we seek is already present. We desire not objects, but the feeling of completion they promise. This isn't denial, but recognition that our problems lack inherent solidity. Our happiness is intertwined with others through interdependence. Yet modern culture's focus on individualism has led to increasing disconnection and loneliness. Our brains are naturally wired for empathy and kindness, though stress can suppress these tendencies. Children exemplify this natural capacity for connection, laughing and crying with others, approaching life with openness. The fact that kindness activates our brain's reward system suggests it's evolutionarily programmed. While empathy is a foundation, compassion runs deeper, moving beyond understanding to active intention and assistance. Unlike empathy's conditional nature, compassion is selfless and limitless. Brain imaging reveals that compassion activates action-oriented regions rather than just emotional centers. When meditation stems from compassion rather than ego, we find happiness rooted in interdependence. As Buddhist wisdom teaches, all suffering is born from a mind which seeks happiness for oneself, whereas perfect, enduring happiness arises through a mind which seeks to benefit others. Forgiveness is crucial to this journey. Holding on to anger and resentment is like grasping a hot coal. It burns only ourselves. True freedom begins when we recognize that our real enemies are not external forces, but the anger and pain we harbor within. Many meditators struggle with consistency when life gets busy, facing three main obstacles: lack of confidence, procrastination, and time constraints. When we doubt our abilities, we limit our potential. We're hardwired for happiness, yet we often postpone practice while modern life normalizes constant activity. The solution lies in examining our time use and beliefs about happiness. Sustainable practice stems from intelligence and joy, not duty. Unlike Western approaches that can breed guilt, Eastern traditions like Tibetan Buddhism view the mind as naturally pure, with negativity being like dust on a mirror. Compassion energizes meditation practice. When we meditate for others' benefit, we're more motivated, like cooking with extra care for guests rather than ourselves. Happiness is found in small moments of awareness. The journey isn't about adding something new, but removing obstacles to what's already there. Start with 10 minutes of quiet breathing, discovering the peace that has always been within.